we have three very good car parks. We have the car park, firstly, at the council offices on the right-hand side of Donegal Cleave Blaney Road as you come towards the site. We have coach and disabled parking in on the site itself to make it handy for disabled people and for coaches coming with large volumes. When that car park is full, we have the car park at the rear of TK Maxx. It's called the Overflow Car Park, belongs to Letterkenny Retail Park. When that car park is full, we then have the Southside Car Park of the LYIT facility. That's the car park on the left-hand side as you come in towards Letterkenny. That's our largest car park there. There will be no parking whatsoever on the Neil T. Blaney Road. It will be coned and it will be policed. So traffic should flow as freely as it normally flows on the Neil T. Blaney Road, because there will be Gardaí controlling the Polestar roundabout to make sure that traffic is flowing properly there. And again, I would like to stress to people, no parking please on the Neil T. Blaney Road, as any cars parked there will be removed.
You have been selling tickets, obviously, for some time, and sales have been brisk, but we understand there are some available for the gate tomorrow?
There are some tickets available at the gate tomorrow. People can come and pay at the gate tomorrow and get their ticket, and people can bring their children with them. Each child will have to have an adult with them, because there is a licence on the premises, and children will have to be supervised, but a child can come in for a tenner along with an adult.
Question is going to be asked, is this the first of a number of such concerts at that particular site? It has been known for circuses and other events like that. This is really the first open-air concert of this nature that's been held there. Do you believe this could be setting a precedent?
I believe it could, yes, because a lot of work now has gone into the preparation of that site, you know, and Donegal County Council have kind of promoted this concert on that site in order to boost businesses in the town, to help all the businesses in the town. Every hotel room in the town is full for the night because of this concert. And, you know, that's the kind of thing that Donegal County Council want to do for their local business, to push it out there for all the businesses, to give them all a boost and give them a help.